I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, photojournalists Kathleen Greason and Billy Weeks.
I guess it goes back to when I was a student at UT Chattanooga, and I was a communication student, basically, because I couldn't do organic chemistry, or I would have been a medical student. But
me too.
it was in November, about the third week of November, I guess, and I'd pulled into a little convenience store real quick, and there was this huge sign that said, "We'll be open Thanksgiving to serve you." And as I was looking at that sign, the strangest thing happened. There was a big turkey that walked right up to the door and stopped. So I don't go anywhere without a camera, and I made three frames. I went to the dark room, and I worked really hard to make that print. So when I got it finished, one of my classmates said, "Billy, you gotta go over to the Chattanooga Times and give them that picture." And I got in my car. I didn't know any better. I drove over and walked in the door and walked right up to the city editor and said, "Hey, I'm Billy. I made this picture. I think you ought to run it." And oh my goodness, the next day they put it out on the AP wire, and as the next thing I know, my turkey photo is published across the country. And
your turkey was famous.
I had a famous turkey on Thanksgiving week, and that image led later to me getting an internship, which really basically started my career in photojournalism. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about one of your projects, which was the Mitchell Avenue project. Can you talk about that project?
Absolutely. I was driving through a neighborhood on 17th Street and Mitchell Avenue and saw an empty parking lot, or just really a concrete square, and there was an abandoned car, and there were kids sitting all over the car, and there were other kids playing basketball, so I just felt like there was something there, and made a few photos and asked them if I could come back the next day, and that continued for the next 3 years. The whole project was basically documenting the community that lived there, and it was a community of kids looking after kids, siblings, raising their younger siblings and looking out for them. They were a family. I really did not fully understand my connection to those kids until years later. I grew up very different from them, just geographically. I grew up out in the country, but I had younger brothers, and I did not have an easy childhood, and I had to take care of my brothers at a very early age. So I think that I recognized the same loneliness and the same responsibilities and the same loss of childhood. It took me a long time to sort of put all that together, but I think that's what it is.
You have been a trusted friend and a tremendous photographer for years.
Thank you. I just appreciate everything you've taught me and done for me.
Thank you.
That was Billy Weeks and Kathleen Greason. To see some of their photographs, go to our website. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found on our website, wutc.org. You can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.